Down in New Orleans, Reflections from a Drowned City by Billy Southern, a George Gunn Foundation book in African American Studies, published by the University of California Press. Copyright 2007 by the University of California Press. For Helen Hill and Paul Galeunis, two of the finest New Orleanians, and our struggling but beautiful city, inestimably poorer in their absence. Prologue. Our talk drained rather quickly off into silence, and we lay thinking, analyzing, remembering, in the human and artist sense, praying, chiefly over matters of the present and that of immediate past, which was part of the present. And each of these matters had in that time the extreme clearness and edge and honor which I shall now try to give you, until at length we too fell asleep. James Agee, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. I began writing the pieces that comprise this book out of a sense of urgency, compelled by seeing my adopted home crumbling into the rising water that followed Hurricane Katrina, while the rest of the country looked on, dumbfounded, believing that the horrifying things appearing on their televisions were aberrations, uncharacteristic of either our country or New Orleans. Each time I heard someone exclaim in shock at the city's resemblance to a third-world country, I needed to respond that the city had long displayed such signs to anyone who cared to look at them. Indeed, those things that appeared aberrational in the days after Hurricane Katrina not only were obvious on the surface of life in New Orleans before the storm, but remain obvious in cities, towns, and rural outposts throughout the country where people live in poverty. Nonetheless,